This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. With all the discussion of PFAS contamination and the controversial Enbridge Line 5 pipeline running through the Straits of Mackinac, the issue of 1,4-dioxane groundwater contamination in the Ann Arbor area had fallen out of much of the public conversation. That changed recently when the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality released results showing a dramatic increase of the chemical and water running through Ann Arbor's West Park. In December of 2017, the water there was showing 1,4-dioxane at 4 parts per billion. A year later, in September of 2018, it was up to 19 parts per billion. Our guest this morning is on top of the situation. Evan Pratt is Washtenaw County's Water Resources Commissioner, and thanks for the time today. Much appreciated.
It's great to be here, David.
I know that the first thing on people's minds when they hear increased levels of chemical contamination is, am I in danger? Is there a public health threat with detection of increased levels of 1,4-dioxane?
Right now, we don't see that since everyone is on municipal water in that area. The main concern with dioxane is if it gets into someone's drinking water.
And it hasn't as of yet.
Not as of yet in Ann Arbor anyway, and all the other places where it's gotten into wells. Of course, those people have been converted to city water, unfortunately.
What about water vapor? The vapors that are known to permeate the basements and foundations of homes. Are there any threats or dangers there?
This is an area where there is not a lot of science or background. What I understand, and I'm no expert on the topic, is this is a chemical compound that wants to stay in water. Once it's in water, it just has an affinity for it. Unlike with, say, you go to the gas station and you are filling up your car and you can smell gas, you know, that's something that wants to release itself and get into the air. And fortunately, that's not what we know about 1,4-dioxane at this time. Although I have asked the DEQ to investigate, hey, could we put a sniffer down there just to see and, you know, confirm or deny.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, exactly. Occasionally, my staff does have a need to get into the pipes, and certainly at the levels that we'd have, it wouldn't be an issue, but let's check and see if we can.
So what exactly did we learn in the round of testing that discovered increased dioxane levels?
Right. Well, you said it's dramatically greater, and I can't argue that point. But the thing I don't know is what's normal? What has it been for the last 5 years? Well, we don't know. There hasn't been testing. I'm glad that the DEQ listened to our office and others to test in the pipe as well as in surface water areas. And fortunately, it's not showing up at these concentrations in surface waters at all. But all we know is we had a 4 and we had a 19. If we did it a year from now, would we see 38 or 58 or 108?
That is the fear.
Right. We don't want to wait a year. So right now I'm working with the DEQ. If we can start sampling in December, that's the plan. At worst, it would start sampling in January. And what we've asked for is a series of 6 months in a row. I'd rather have 8 points to draw a line in between than just the 2, because any of us can draw a line between 4 and 19 and say, oh my gosh, it's going up a lot.
And would you test along the entirety of the path of contamination, or would it just be centered in that area of West Park where it tested so high?
Right. So hopefully the listeners can follow a little bit. Allen Creek kind of slices Ann Arbor into, hence the term West Side or Old West Side. But there's 4 legs of Allen Creek, or branches we call them in the drain office, that provide drainage in a westerly fashion. So 3 of those 4 legs pass through the plume. And what I'm asking for, and the DEQ, I think, has verbally agreed to and is coming up with what they call a work plan, is to sample at 2 locations on each of those branches. 1 location where we're pretty sure the pipe is within the groundwater, and 1 location where we don't believe there's contaminated groundwater around the pipe. And I would hope to find, you know, different readings in those spots. And, of course, we'll continue testing the spot that they have tested the past 2 years. And in summary, we also will test 1 spot downstream where these legs have come together. Because what's really important to me is what's the sum total? What's the maximum amount that's flowing through the Allen Creek pipe?
It's good information to have on hand, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we'll have a little bit better picture of what's going on, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's more permanent sampling or testing that needs to be done once we conclude this as we get towards next summer.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. Our guest today is Evan Pratt. Evan is Washtenaw County's Water Resources Commissioner. We've covered the fact there's not an imminent threat or danger to public health right now. Let's step back for a moment and review the larger issue. The 1,4-dioxane emanates from the old Gelman Sciences facility on Wagner Road in Scioto Township. We've known about it for decades. Gelman sold out to Paul Corporation in 1997. It became Paul Gelman. Paul then sold the company off to the current owners, Danaher Corporation, and through all of the sales, the entirety of the remediation plan has been focused on containment and not cleanup. Does that sound about right, you? Have I summarized it well?
Certainly the last 10, 12 years, it's been on containment. At one time, the goal was to clean it up, and the judge was on our side there. But for whatever reason, things are now in containment mode.
Washtenaw County, the city of Ann Arbor, and the Huron River Watershed Council have been party to the latest round of lawsuits in the area of 1,4-dioxane. Danaher Corporation has asked that all of those parties be removed and it deal exclusively with the state on a management plan. Do you have any information regarding the proceedings at this point?
Well, fortunately, both the appeals court and the Supreme Court in Michigan said it doesn't make any sense to have those parties you just named removed. We're here on the ground and on the front lines. We have to deal with the problem. So we're still engaged in the case. Unfortunately, the way these things work with court negotiations is there's a non-disclosure agreement that has been signed. So although I have not been in the courtroom, even those folks who have are not able to disclose what's going on. I can say this, though. Our goal would be to shrink that what they call prohibition zone or the containment area, if you will, rather than to see it expand. It's expanded a number of times. And the one piece of legal advice that I can share is that our attorney has said, you know, it's like a failed diet plan. And, you know, we really need to stop just buying bigger pairs of pants every time the thing grows,
right.
You know?
Absolutely. And so I'm gathering that, and we may not know because of the non-disclosure agreement, but is the conversation completely centered on how to set the zone for containment as opposed to actually asking for and trying to get enacted actual cleanup?
Yeah, I can't speak to anything that's going on in the courtroom, but overall, I think it's no secret that all the communities and affected folks would like to see the dioxane get cleaned up faster, see the zone shrink, or get it completely cleaned up if that were ever possible. That's not the way the state laws are written, but I think everyone around here would like to see this go away, David.
Absolutely. You are again listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner Evan Pratt. You well know West Park is getting closer to the Huron River and Barton Pond, which of course provides the municipal water supply for Ann Arbor. Without more meaningful action, whether it be containment or cleanup, can we estimate when the spread of 1,4-dioxane would reach those areas?
Right now, it's not totally clear that it is headed to Barton Pond or that it is not headed to Barton Pond. Certainly one thing that has been asked for quite some time that I believe is still necessary is a little bit better information along the north and northeast part of the plume, kind of to better get a handle on where is that leading edge, just like we're finding out. I think they've known for quite some time it's going to get to West Park in concentration, and we're finding out it's crossing 7th Street and moving east towards Allen Creek. We'd like to get a better handle on, is that the only direction where it's continuing to move and spread? So some more monitoring wells along the north and northeast part of the plume area between, obviously, the plume and Barton Pond is critical.
Well, as the decades have passed, the plume has grown larger, and it would seem that some say it could be the next 10, 20 years when it reaches the Huron River anyway. And that's something that nobody wants to see. Are there plans being discussed at the county and the city level as a backup should the contamination reach those areas?
I believe the city has looked at what the options would be for basically finding a new drinking water source. I've not reviewed those plans in details, but I think there is some awareness of what it would take. These types of things, 3 to 5 years would be lightning speed, though, for
right.
Providing a new water source for 125,000 people. So keeping it out is definitely the number one priority for all of us. And, you know, if the dioxane is in the pipes, which, you know, we have found it is, it's certainly getting into the river just downstream of the Argo Dam. So not towards Barton, but in very low concentrations to the point where I would expect you'd see non-detect once you're actually in the river proper. Not that dilution is the solution, but that is the reality of how it works. And I think that's you know, part and parcel of what the current long-term strategy is that we'd like to see changed.
Well, beyond long-term strategy, let's talk about what happens next. You've talked about expanded testing and evaluation of what is happening, but what all do you expect to happen in 2019 when it comes to the plume and 1,4-dioxane?
Well, I expect to see that the court case is going to go on a little bit longer. That's the main thing that I would expect to see. I would hope to see things reach some type of better resolution so that we can actually have an interview where we're talking about things getting better as opposed to, you know, yet another issue that's coming up. That said, we have not seen any additional wells contaminated. I know that the residential well testing on the west side of the plume and southwest side is going to have a substantial amount of testing in the next year. Probably 130 to 150 wells are going to be sampled in areas where there hasn't previously been sampling. So, you know, more checking to make sure that no one else is in harm's way and that any assumptions that it's not spreading in those westerly directions can be confirmed. So that's about double the amount of residential well testing that would have been done in 2018.
Thank you so much for the time, and I will look forward to that more positive conversation.
Thank you, David, myself as well.
That is Evan Pratt, Washtenaw County's Water Resources Commissioner. To hear this interview and access the Issues of the Environment archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.